So earlier this afternoon, we were chatting to a representative from the Department of Forestry's Cemeteries and Forestry Division, specifically about the issue of lack of space. And we heard all sorts of interesting and novel solutions for various communities, none of which are a solution for the Jewish community, for whom cremation and weird and wonderful and odd burials is just not a solution. So just to bring the Jewish aspect to this particular question, I thought we need to speak to a representative of the Chev, and for that reason, I've got the head of the Chevra Kedisha Johannesburg on the phone right now to talk to us about that particular issue. Darren Sivitz, thank you for speaking to us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Simon. I just want to correct you. I'm not the head of the Chevra Kedisha. I'm the head of the burial services of the Chevra Kedisha.
Even
the Chev is a much,
better.
Much larger organization, but yes, I think...
even better from my perspective, corrected and taken aboard. Darren, so we had this conversation a little earlier this afternoon, Joburg saying it's running out of space, and I just wanted you to address that, just that question this afternoon, within the context of the Jewish community. Is that a problem? Are we going to need to be concerned, or are we good?
Well, at some point, a lot of news went out a couple of months ago about how West Park Cemetery is running out of space. They've got like 4 months left. But that's on the non-Jewish side. On the Jewish side, given the size of the community, the space available at the cemetery, and the rate at which people pass away, we have a minimum of 25 years left at West Park Cemetery. It will probably increase that number because the community is getting smaller. And without going into too much detail, we're also working on a project to acquire more land. So it's not an immediate problem, not at all. It created some panic. People were phoning; they wanted to reserve graves, and I said, "Don't worry, there's space for you."
You know, it's that simple question I wanted answered, because it does create panic. Yes. And it sounds like the matter's in hand, and there's nothing to worry about, at least for the next 25 years.
And more, we're working now on a long-term project so that we're not left out putting out fires in 20 years' time. So everything should be fine.
Interesting, though, if you think about it, the Cape Town, it's always, I'm a Cape Townian, so gosh, I've been to that cemetery more times in my life than I would like to. But you go there and you suddenly realize how tiny Cape Town is. It's like a tiny little piece of West Park. And you wonder, what with this immigration and all, it's the Cape Town. You've handed your problem on a plate over to the Cape Townians. They're going to be the ones who are going to struggle with this.
I've actually never been to the Cape Town Cemetery.
You're kidding?
No, thank God. Thank God I haven't been to too many cemeteries. I mean, I work in one, but I haven't been to the Cape Town one. But I'm sure that their leadership, you know, the Chev in Cape Town and the Chev in Joburg are independent organizations, but I have no doubt that their leadership is aware of the demographics, and they're working on a solution as well, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well, we've dealt with my issue in 1 minute, so now I can talk to you about one or two other things.
Go for it.
It's a schlep. I know that when I have to go to a cemetery these days, West Park, I don't need to worry about my discovery points because I'm going to get them in 2 seconds. It's a long, yes. long walk. Is that not a problem, that new section?
It's not as long as people think. I overheard someone saying the other day, oh, it's 2.5 kilometers. It's actually half that. It's about 1.2 kilometers, and it's 2.5 there and back. We do more when we go shopping. That's the truth. You walk around the mall and you do 4 kilometers and you don't even know it, and you get your vitality points as well. There is transport.
Roland,
there's transport available.
I get terrified they're going to ask me to be a pallbearer because it's a long, long walk.
Yeah, there is transport available for people who struggle to walk. And other than funerals, people who want to visit graves can take a car through, except like on a busy Sunday or something like that. And the truth is, it is what it is. I mean, there's not really much we can do about it. The land we're currently burying now in what we call the new Jewish section was acquired from the non-Jewish cemetery a couple of years ago because we needed the space, et cetera. So it was never part of the original plan, and that's just how it developed over the last 80, 90 years. So, yeah, it's a bit of a walk, but it's also a mitzvah to honor the deceased and to escort them. We say it in our prayers every morning. So every step is a mitzvah. We're actually facilitating mitzvah observance in the community. But jokes aside, anyone who struggles to walk, there's always transport, there's always wheelchairs, there's always We try and make it as comfortable as possible.
Reprimanded and noted. And then last thing,
because no, it wasn't a reprimand.
I deserved it. Absolutely deserved it. I think the works that have been undertaken and the improvements made to the Tahara House are just beyond recognition. I think is a far, far, far better condition than it was a couple of years back. So congratulations to all of you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thank you. That was, the signs are up. A number of donor families wanted to make those improvements. And, the cemetery hadn't changed in 60 years. And it's now, in keeping in the theme of covenant, of honor for the deceased and their families, for that matter. It's now not somewhere where you want to go, but if you have to go, at least you're as comfortable as you can be. And that was very important to us.
I think you've achieved that. Without a doubt, you've achieved that. Darren, thanks for talking to me this afternoon.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.